It's good to have Auer Beck back in the studio with me. He'd been in the studio with me a few years back, and we've been talking about solar panels and solar options. But first off, Auer, it's good to see you again, buddy.
Good day.
Yeah. But this project that you are working on called Heartland People Care, this is a really interesting program, Auer. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to figure out how do we explain this. You need 100 people to help? Is that
correct? I mean, I was working for, I had a 6-month contract doing solar down in the Caribbean, and I came across this organization called 100 Men Who Give a Damn. And they would get together quarterly and give money to a charity. They would vote and give money. And I thought, well, after a while, I'm a Rotarian, and, you know, you're given small amounts of money all the time, but it doesn't seem substantial. And the idea here is a minimum of 100 people giving $100. So I won't be saying I'm giving $100. I'm going to be saying I'm giving at least $10,000 to a charity.
And that is the part that I think, because I think we've all done that. You know, there was I was doing an interview with Gumdrops. They put food in baskets for kids for the weekend and things along that line. And I just gave the lady $100. And I wished it was $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
That desire to do more instead of just, you know, I know the steady drip fills the bucket. I get that. But people want to do more. They want to have a real lasting impact. And I see this as a vehicle to do that.
Yeah, I mean, as a Rotarian, I want to give. As a businessman, I want to give efficiently. And this is just a phenomenal way. This comes from the 100 Women Who Care. And I came across... I was actually not able to go to it because I'm not a woman, but they gave $24,000 to a charity when I was down in the Caribbean. So,
all right. So let's see what think about this. That we 100 people,
minimum.
A minimum of 100 people. That's
correct.
A good way to think about that because you'll always have $10,000. So the person who would sign up for this, they would be saying, I will give you $400 this year. If they wanted to go for a year, it'd be each quarter $10,000?
Well, each quarter they have the chance to like re-up because each quarter we're voting for a new nonprofit. So basically, when I get people to sign up and pledge, they give me a list of 2 or 3 nonprofits, and then we'll put that on a list, and then people will vote, and the top 3 will come to an event, a giving party. And at the giving party, people will vote the best one. And if you don't show up to the giving party, remember, you've already pledged, so you still have to send your check. The money is going directly to the charity.
And this way you don't have administrative fees either. We're talking about 10 grand is 10 grand here,
correct,
aren't we?
Yeah.
So I guess, I mean, do you have a goal for when do you want to start this? This first quarter of 17?
I would like to do it first day of spring. I mean, it matters how many people sign up. So far, I've got 27 people.
27 people.
And it's been about 2 weeks. So.
All right. So you've got 2 different places you can sign up, or just the one, the website?
Just one, heartlandpeoplecare.net, because I want to say it's a network of people who care.
All right. But there's also a Facebook page set up for this as well.
Correct. I mean,
yeah.
You know.
I mean, because here's another thing, and I see this happen. Over the years, when I've done charity fundraisers, I've seen people's opinions changed about giving. There was accountability,
mm-hmm,
right? And then there was administrative fees.
Yeah.
And then I found the people in Southern Illinois wondered, why am I sending money to Chicago, St. Louis, and New York? Why isn't my money spent locally? That accountability issue, when it comes to how my money and who I want to help, I see this as being an issue of, you might have one really big ballot on how to vote, on how mm-hmm many different ways to give, because when it comes right down to it in Southern Illinois, there are a lot of things out there that we want to do something about. So how would you pare that down?
Well, again, we pare it down to the top 3, and then the top 3 will present at the event. And then at the event, you know, people vote at the event itself, and whoever wins at the event gets your $100 pledge. Now, if you want to give money to the other 2 charities who are at the event, you can above and beyond your pledge. And then the 2 that, you know, didn't win that time, even though they got the publicity and they got some money, will get to do it again in another 3 months.
Right.
And so how the other organizations did it is a charity can only get it once a year. And so, you know, basically, a charity can, if they want to, stack the books. If they get enough people who, you know, sign up,
right,
they will, you know, vote overwhelmingly for that organization. But you're voting with your dollars. So
yeah, and $100. It's, you know, sometimes that can be kind of daunting for some folks, mm-hmm. especially now when everybody's looking at their insurance bills mm-hmm. so much. But that ability to give and have a real meaningful impact, not just a dribble, I think that's the something that pride that you get from being part of something bigger than you.
Think about it. If you're a member of most organizations, it's like $25 or $35 to be a member of that organization. Here, you're being a member plus you're donating, and that money is, it's not $100, it's $10,000. And that's the power. And I love that power because I know I am not going to say I gave $100. I'm going to say I gave, you know, $10,000, $10,050, $11,000, however much it is. That's what I'll be saying I gave.
All right. Here's a question that just came in, my obligatory CPA phone call. Will it be also be a 501c3 charity? Can you deduct it on your taxes?
Yes. The organizations need to be, you know, nonprofits.
Will you be is the question.
No, I will be nothing.
All right.
I mean, all I'm doing is facilitating a party for people to directly give to charities.
All right. So you don't have official 501c3 status. Okay. Because, like I said, CPA question there.
Yeah.
So, once again, our Beck is joining us this morning. Or if people want to learn more about this, if people want to sign up, if people want to help you get the ball rolling, you have 27, you're seeking 100 for a $10,000 spring gift to get somebody started in charity this year. How do they start?
HeartlandPeopleCare.net. It's a network of people who care. And go there and sign up and pledge and let people know, because the more people know, the more we can give.
And sharing by Facebook is the way to do that. I'm looking forward to see who your first winner is.
Yeah.
I'm more than just a little bit curious.
Well, majority of people are already putting forth Good Samaritan Homeless Shelter, because they do a lot of, so,
well, I can see,
you know,
that.
Basically people are allowed to, you know, nominate two or three, but we'll see what percolates to the top.
It's good to have you in this morning.